You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Isaiah 29, verses 17 to 24, I'm reading from The Message. And then, before you know it, and without you having anything to do with it, wasted Lebanon will be transformed into lush gardens, and Mount Carmel reforested. At that time, the deaf will hear, word for word, what's been written. After a lifetime in the dark, the blind will see. The cast-offs of society will be laughing and dancing in God, the down-and-outs shouting praise to the Holy One of Israel. For there will be no more gangs on the streets. Cynical scoffers will be made an extinct species. Those who never missed a chance to hurt or demean will never be heard of again. Gone the peoples who corrupted the courts, gone the people who cheated the poor, gone the people who victimized the innocent. And finally this, God's message for the family of Jacob, the same God who redeemed Abraham. No longer will Jacob hang his head in shame, no longer grow gaunt and pale with waiting. For he's going to see his children, my personal gift to him, lots of children. And these children will honor me by living holy lives. In holy worship, they'll honor the Holy One of Jacob and stand in holy awe of the God of Israel. Those who got off track will get back on track, and complainers and whiners will learn gratitude. This again is a passage of promise. Thus, it speaks of the future, but the future is very near, as it says here, before you know it. And the very nature of a promise is it's fulfilled because God said it, not, as it says here, with us doing anything to bring it to fulfillment. It speaks of wasted Lebanon being restored. This is, of course, a very timely passage today as we hear news about Lebanon. It speaks of healing of physical deafness and blindness. But, of course, in the scripture, that is always an image for spiritual deafness and blindness. And God will heal that inability to hear his word and to see his glory. It speaks of the cast off, the poor, as they're so often referred to in the scripture, the downtrodden, that they will receive joy, and in turn, evil and evildoers will be taken away. Again, this is a great consolation, especially if we live in countries filled with corruption and falseness, because this corruption and falseness will no longer be the normal state of things when the kingdom of God comes. And then a promise which, of course, parents will greatly appreciate. A promise not only of offspring, but of offspring that will follow the Lord. Most parents, who are themselves believers, that's their greatest prayer. And at the same time, it's their greatest suffering when it doesn't happen, when their children do not follow the Lord. I'd also like to point out one image here, which is very striking for Middle Easterners. It speaks of Jacob hanging his head in shame. Shame, losing face, is something that we've almost lost in the West, but in Middle Eastern culture, that is almost worse than death itself. And the question I would like to leave us with is, where do I experience shame and why? And let's bring that shame to the Lord and trust his promise that he will take away any shame and any suffering.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.